On October 25th, Paul McCartney and Wings release a new single on Apple. The track, Junior's Farm, is a four-to-the-bar little rocker in the McCartney tradition. The Other Side was recorded in Nashville and features Chet Atkins on guitar and Floyd Kramer on piano.
Somewhere to the south of New York City lies the friendly state of Tennessee. Down in Nashville town I met a pretty, made a pretty big fool out of me. And they call her Sally, Sally G. Why do you want to do the things you do to me? You're my Sally, Sally G. You took the part that was the heart of me, Sally G. The nightlife took me down to Prince's Alley, where Sally sang a song behind the bar. I ran my eyes across her as she sang a tangled mind. I used to love to hear her sweet guitar. And they called her Sally, Sally G. Why do you wanna do the things you do to me? You're my took the part that was the heart of me, Sally G. Me and Sally took up, things began to look up. Me and her were going strong. Then she started lying. I heard a voice say, move along, move along. Well, now I'm on my own again. I wonder if she ever really understood. I never thought to ask her what the letter G stood for, but I know for sure it wasn't good. And they called her Sally, Sally G. Why do you want to do the things you do to me? You're my Sally, Sally G. Took the part that was the heart of me, Sally G. Take it, chaps. Sally G. Yeah, Sally G.
On November 2nd, George Harrison begins a North American tour in Vancouver, British Columbia, with a weak voice from his recent recording. He was to play 50 concerts in 27 cities over 7 weeks. His backup band includes Tom Horn, Chuck Findlay, Andy Newmark, Emil Richards, Tom Scott, Robin Ford, Billy Preston, and Willie Weeks. On November 14th, the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on the Road show opens in New York at the Beacon Theater. John Lennon appears at a press conference to promote it. The next day, Apple releases the new Ringo album called Goodnight Vienna, produced again by Richard Perry. Since his last album was so successful, it seems they followed the same path. There were lots of guests and varied material with slick production by Perry. But somehow, this time round, they weren't as lucky, and the LP falls short of the former. One of the better tracks from the album was this one, written for Ringo by Elton John and Bernie Taupin. Elton plays piano on the piece.
One, two, three, four.
In the north of England, I was raised in a working town. I broke all the rules when I went to school, but the teachers couldn't pin me down. I tried to make my parents proud by adapting to the social powers. Oh, pigs will fly and the earth will fry when they get me doing honest hours.
Oh, alive with a factory girl, 'cause a factory girl's my type. I hear them gossip on the street, most of what they say is true. Oh, don't you know that I hear them say they girls that lazy, no good snookeroo. Snookeroo, snookeroo, daddy's going on the booze. Mother used to cut my hair, and sister used to make the news. Well, it was two rooms up, two rooms down. We were sentenced by the wrecking crane. Oh, I was born on the eve of Halloween. And snookeroo, snookeroo, snookeroo's my name.
On November 15th, a new single is released by Elton John. It features a Dr. Winston O'Boogie on reggae guitar. The song was the Doctor's own Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Lucy in the sky. train in a station with plasticine porters with looking glass ties.
Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
On December 13th, while in the middle of his American tour, George Harrison and his father, along with the rest of his show band, visit the White House. George says he senses good vibes coming from President Ford's administration. The Harrisons are invited there for lunch by the president's son, John, whom they had met on the tour. On December 16th, 1974, an English paper, the Daily Mail, reports that President Nixon had personally ordered the harassment of John Lennon and had wanted to deport him. On December 20th, George Harrison releases the album Dark Horse. The lyrics were, as Roy Carr and Tony Tyler said in their book Illustrated Record, in turn sanctimonious, repetitive, and self-satisfied. It is a boring album. One wishes that it had not come from an ex-Beatle. Certainly not kind words from two fellow Englishmen.
I picked up my first
The piece Ding Dong was released as a Christmas single in Britain.
A one, two.
At the beginning of 1975, John and Yoko are reunited backstage at Madison Square Garden after John had performed with Elton John in concert. After 18 months of separation, Yoko admits it was hard to stop loving John. She says, "During those months, part of us was always communicating. We were both sort of exploring. We never completely lost touch." In February, an unauthorized Roots LP of John's oldies appears in TV ads. And so on February 17th, Apple rush releases the album Rock and Roll by him.
Well, the Rock and Roll album, folks, started in 73 after I'd finished Mind Games, and I was really in the middle of that, oh, you know, what's going on, mother, life, hell. So I thought, I know, I'm always in between takes and with the Beatles to it. Always would break into Bebop or Lula, or we'd always jam those songs, you know. They're my favorite songs, a lot of them. And I never did them because I admired the original so much I wouldn't dare touch them. But by now people are touched, ruining everything, so I thought, why can't I do it? So I thought, I know, who shall I use, you know? The great Phil Spector, you know. I'd used him before, but I'd always controlled it and been co-producer. And That's the first time I ever let an album out of my control since the first Beatle albums. I never do it again. And next minute, I didn't have the tapes, and Phil had a car accident. That's all I heard. I waited 8 months in L.A. waiting for him to recover. So then after that, I came home to New York. And I was, by then, I'd straightened myself out, and I was ready to do Walls and Bridges, and I was straight and, you know, no drink, right? And I thought, okay, I'm ready to record. The day before I go in to record, I get the tapes back. We finally made a deal, so it had to do with deals as usual. I get the Phil Spector tapes back and decided the best way to finish it was to just go in and finish it. So I did the rest of it by myself, using the basic unit that I usually use, about eight guys. And I did it in about 5 days, you know, three tracks a night. You know, I just said rock and roll, okay, rock. And we just went in and did like Take One, Stand By Me. To be Bopalula.
Oh,
On February 28th, George Harrison releases the single Dark Horse on Apple. In February, Paul and Wings are in New Orleans recording. On March 1st, John appears on the Grammy Awards presentation with Paul Simon, and John and Yoko appear in public together for the first time since the reconciliation.
Hello, I'm John. I used to play with my partner, Paul.
I'm Paul. I used to play with my partner, Art.
I'm Andy. I used to play with my partner, Claudine.
On March 10th, Apple releases a single from John. The A-side is Stand By Me, and the B-side is called Move Over, Miss L. It's John's last recorded work until the Double Fantasy LP 5 years later.
One, two, one, two, three.
On May 30th, Wings release a new album called Venus and Mars. Paul felt unsure of this new LP after his highly successful Band on the Run record. One of the stronger tracks on the record was released as a single.
A funny story about recording that one, because it was one of the songs we'd gone in with quite high hopes, you know. Whenever I played it on the piano, people say, oh yeah, I like that one, you know. So I thought, well, this would probably be a good one. When we first did the backing track, everyone thought, oh no, we really didn't get that together at all, you know. But we let it stand, and then we put a couple more things on it. Dave Mason dropped in, and we did a little bit of overdubbing on it on guitars one evening. And then the thing was, oh, what do we do for the solo? Oh, well, it'd be great to get someone in on sort of a great lyrical solo, a great kind of technical musician, you know, good ad libber kind of thing. So someone just said, well, Tom Scott kind of lives very near here. This was in L.A. He said, oh, yeah, that's it. Go on, give him a ring, just see if he might turn up. So he turned up within half an hour. There he was with his sax. He walked into the studio. He sat down. He was playing through, and the engineer was recording it. And just his first little notes that he was just playing through casually to it. We kept them all, and he came in. I said, I think that's it. And he said, did you record that? I said, yeah, you know, listen to it back. And no one could believe it, so he sort of went out there and tried a few more, you know, but they just weren't as good, and it had all the feel was on this early take, the first take, in fact.
In September, Wings embark on a year-long world tour. On October 3, 1975, George releases a new album called Extra Texture. This new collection of songs by George has a certain pop feel and sells well, but the critics downplay his composing and complain about his whiny voice.
Love.
On October 7th, the U.S. Court of Appeals overturns the order to deport John. And on October 9th, Sean Ono Lennon is born on John's birthday. The jubilant father says, "I feel higher than the Empire State Building." On October 24th, Shaved Fish, an LP of John and Yoko's greatest hits, is released on Apple. This compilation of his post-Beatle work completes his cycle with Apple Records. He looks forward to no more contracts and legal obligations. On November 20th, Ringo releases his greatest hits package, called Blast from the Past. On February 6th, the Beatles' contract with EMI expires. And on the same day, George releases a record called This Guitar Can't Keep From Crying from his Extra Texture LP. It becomes the last single on the Apple label.
Myself out on a limb, but I'm happier than I ever been. But this guitar can't keep from crying. Learn to get up when I fall, and even climb from the stone wall.
On March 9th, in a ceremony in Amsterdam, Ringo signs with Polydor and Atlantic. On March 26th, Wings release a new album on Capitol Records called Wings at the Speed of Sound. One of the best tracks on the LP, along with a great Let 'Em In, is released as a 45 and becomes one of Paul's biggest-selling singles ever. It has a slight disco beat, but retains its rock McCartney feel. The bass playing by Paul is outstanding and highlights the track.
Come at all.